Hi guys, I'm Andrew Davidson with aspermyability.com. Okay, Houston, we have a problem here. Those words uttered by John Swigert on April 13th, 1970, while on board the Apollo 13 flight shuttle, not only embody a seminal moment in American history, but speak volumes in the frailty of mortality when humans are in the never-ending vastness of space. In the previous decade, under President John F. Kennedy's administration, he promised his fellow Americans that the country would put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. It was a taxing problem for Kennedy's administration. Unlike the space travel we know of today, in the 60s, getting to the moon appeared, well, unattainable. Kennedy worried that he wouldn't be able to make good on his promise to the American public. He worried so much that in November of 1963, Kennedy literally lost his mind. Oh, too soon? Sorry. Well, President Kennedy, unfortunately, would not live to see July 20th, 1969, when American Neil Armstrong set foot on the dark gray soot soil of the Earth's moon. Hey, did you know that the first beverage consumed on the moon was wine? Most people think it's that awful powdered juice called Tang. That's not true. Call it one of those, what do you call it, Mandela effects or whatever. You'd figure a couple of astronauts drinking wine on the surface of the moon would be a little more commonly known, right? No, not at all. And here's why. On Christmas Eve, 1968, during a broadcast from space, the crew of Apollo 8 read from the Book of Genesis. Their voices beamed into the heart of every home in America, were not as well received by everybody. Unfortunately, a prominent atheist group took action against NASA. As it turns out, the staunchly atheist group didn't very well appreciate their taxes, supporting a federal program that promulgates religious text. The group called for separation of church and state. The Supreme Court dismissed reviewing the lawsuit, but the members at NASA knew they dodged a bullet of negative press and an exorbitant amount of financial loss. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, both devout Catholics, snuck a pouch of wine on board the Apollo 11 space shuttle. Upon landing, the two brave men took communion, breaking bread and drinking wine. But NASA, well, they suppressed the information to the news in fear of another attack. In fact, it wasn't until decades later that the two men came forward with their moon-based communion confession. I learned all about this fascinating event, from touchdown on the moon to consuming alcohol 238,900 miles away from the closest vineyard, listening to Bill Whittle's podcast series entitled Apollo 11, What We Saw. Although Apollo 11 put a man on the moon, Apollo 13 proved to be an entirely different kettle of crawdads. Okay, Houston, we have a problem here, Swigert said over the communication system. A malfunction blew a small hole along the side of the Apollo 13 unit, threatening the lives of all those on board. John Swigert was one of them. Wait, hold up. Let's back up a bit. Even though Swigert uttered that iconic phrase, not even located in North America, let alone on the planet, back home, America rested deep in the urine-laden kiddie pool otherwise known as the Cold War. The Cold War, which lasted 44 years between communism and democracy, sparked other acts of competitions of countries beating their proverbial chests like alpha male apes. One of such challenges, popularly deemed as the space race, involved the development of Russian and American space programs. Unfortunately, Team America was losing, badly. While Team America was losing three brave astronaut lives to fires and constant malfunctions, Russia had not only put a human being into space, Yuri Gagarin, but an ape and a dog as well. Yikes! America was losing the post-World War II breakup with Russia. Meanwhile, in a response to Russian advancement in the space race, America launched the Gemini program. The purpose of Gemini was to catch up with the Russians. However, in order to do that, we had to put an American in space. You know, you've got to crawl before you can walk. After the Gemini program ran its course, NASA ushered in the Apollo program. Its sole purpose? To boldly go where no man has gone before. Like, literally where no man has gone before. For realsies, I'm not quoting Star Trek or anything, just to be clever. Apollo 11 would be America's golden star. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, who spent years in training, successfully reached the moon. The iconic moment left Americans with an epigraph that, even today, permeates the cultural zeitgeist. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. America had pulled through. The millions of employees, the death of the Apollo 1 space crew, and the countless hours of hardship and training had paid off. In 2020, Buffalo Games and Puzzles released Apollo NASA Moon Missions. Now, for clarity purposes, from here on out, I will just refer to the game simply as Apollo. In Apollo, players work cooperatively to accomplish one of the two scenarios within the base box, Gemini or Apollo 11. One player stays behind and operates as mission control, while the other brave and intrepid players flight suit up to work as a team aboard the space shuttle. Again, as previously mentioned, Apollo is a fully cooperative game. Mission control and the shuttle players are, for lack of a better phrase, each playing their own mini game. Where Apollo really shines is in the tie that binds the mini games together. Everything the players do on board the shuttle affects what the mission control can do within their mini game, and vice versa. The gameplay comes with a real-time element, as each round lasts 4 minutes. These two concepts, well, they're nothing new. XCOM, the board game, implemented a similar game structure accompanied with a real-time element. Apollo is a challenge. It's very challenging, no matter which scenario you play. To this day, playing as the mission control player, I've lost a grand total of 3 astronauts who burned up on their re-entry. Quite frankly, God, the memory haunts me and keeps me up at night. Anyways, in objectivity, while the history of the space race is fascinating and the historical based board game about going into space gets me as excited as a single child on Christmas Day, the real cooperation and important decision-making rests with the astronauts, with mission control acting as the bookkeeper to the whole experience. This, unfortunately, creates a bookkeeping problem. What's a bookkeeping problem, you say? As the mission control player, I never felt a sense of making any significant contribution to my brave astronauts in the deep of space. Instead, feels like mission control keeps track of sliders and tabs, and with limited communication, there's not a whole lot mission control can do. In fact, I ended up grumbling about it so much that one of my astronaut players shot me a dirty look, to which I responded, "Hey, don't give me that look. You're in space. In space, no one can see your dirty looks." To be transparent in my review, I have only played Apollo as the mission control player. So, you know, keep that in mind. From what I can tell, sitting behind my mission control screen, watching and waiting, I've seen nothing but positive reviews from the astronaut players. If you have a gaming group with an individual who tends to sit out and just watch players play, boy howdy, this is a game for you. See also Mysterium or Mysterium Park. If not, if your group is composed of savvy, motivated go-getters, then this is a super massive problem. Outside of the mission control bookkeeping debacle, Apollo offers a myriad of problem-solving and important decisions that the group must agree on. These actions are put to a 4-minute timer, which provides for a sense of urgency and evokes a complete and total panic attack. But maybe that's just me. All in, Apollo NASA Moon Missions is an interesting experience. To borrow from the great Julius Caesar, I came, I saw, I conquered. Now I'm kind of over it. Unfortunately, with the mission control bookkeeping problem, coupled with the base game containing only two scenarios, the game has an incredibly short lifespan. The Gemini scenario serves as a tutorial, while the Apollo 11 scenario feels like an actual regular game. So all in, you get, well, one complete mission. Even if Buffalo Games and Puzzles were to release expansion missions, which they totally should, BT dub, for me, the unique experience of the game, it's already come and gone. Apollo, akin to the milk sitting in your fridge, has an expiration date. I enjoy the game, and I enjoy what the developers were going for. Unfortunately, this game may end up getting lost on its way to the moon. Or to my shelf.